Welcome once again to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art. I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, offering the first of several views of the 500th anniversary of the emergence of the philosophy of Martin Luther when he posted his beliefs about what would be called Protestantism. This visit is called Leaning into the Wind, Reformation No. 1. Our broadcast commenced with one of Martin Luther's hymns, Erhalt uns, Herr, by deinem Wort, Sustain us, Lord, by your word. You heard the opening chorus from Cantata 126 by J.S. Bach. The Gegenchor Cantori was led by Hans Christoph Redemann. The next CD is titled Psalmen, or Psalms, and are all settings of German composer Heinrich Schütz. Psalms were considered the book of life by Martin Luther. Heinrich Schütz's contribution to music history is the combination of the old contrapuntal tradition, which also encompasses the church chorale. This is his simple, creative pen to explain Psalm 98. Sing it dem Herrn ein neues Lied. Sing to the Lord a new song. Here there are seven verses, just like singing out of the hymn book. This is the Dresden Kammerchor with organ accompaniment, also Hans Christoph Redermann conducts.
Singet im Herrn ein neues Lied, denn durch die Großung Göre schied, sein rechte Hand den Sieg erhält, sein meine Baues niemals fehlt. Hier ist der Kündigen sein Heil, dran alle Völker haben Teil, dir Herr macht seine Gerechtigkeit,
was Psalm 98 by Heinrich Schütz. It was performed by the Dresden Kammerchor with Hans Christoph Redermann on the podium. Martin Luther wrote the Advent chorale Nun komm der Heiden Heiland, Savior of the Nations Come, an early church hymn. He modified the archaic hymn melody to obtain a simpler tune more suited to congregational singing. During the subsequent centuries, this chorale remained the undisputed leader among German Advent chorales. In this next example, you will hear the singers hum the chorale as written by Bach, then a Kyrie by Johann Fischer, followed by a short entry by Johann Hermann Schein. The work continues with a chorale by Bach, followed by an improvisation by Swedish composer Gunnar Eriksson, combined with a Swedish folk and Advent song, and the Kalmus Ensemble concludes with two verses by Michael Pretorius. This is Nun komm der Heiden Heiland, sung by the Kalmus Ensemble from Germany.
Ooh.
Those were the voices of the Kalmus Ensemble from Germany offering seven settings of the Advent hymn by Martin Luther, created by six different composers, and of course you heard the stylistic differences. On this broadcast, we are leaning into the wind, Reformation 1, part of our 500th anniversary celebration. You are listening to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art, now in its 24th year, originating in the studios of Going Beyond Words, Inc. in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and created especially for the American Choral Directors Association. For more information, visit us at goingbeyondwords.com. Now another Martin Luther hymn. This one known as Mit Fried und Freud ich fahr dahin, In Peace and Joy I Now Depart. Our next CD is called Luther's Lieder. It's a 2-CD set put out by the Chorus Records Company of Germany. The arrangement that we hear now is by German composer Volker Jaeckel, and it has some close harmony, but it is still quite reverent and has a devotional dignity. These are the voices of the Atacinus Consort of Berlin.
Thank you.
In Peace and Joy I Now Depart, written by Martin Luther in 1524 when he was at Wittenberg for the purification of the church year. The setting you heard was by Volker Jäckel, born in 1965. You heard the voices of the Atticinus Consort, Berlin, here on Going Beyond Words. Martin Luther felt that one of the most important parts of worship was the music, and that is one reason he wrote so many chorales. He said, and I quote, "God preaches the gospel through music, and music brings the text to life," end quote. Cantata 79 for Reformation Day and the Lutheran Mass in G major, which we are about to hear, are closely linked on the musical and theological level, which is an interesting study because of all the parody that J.S. Bach used in his genius again being revealed. In this case, some of the music from the Reformation Day cantata is used in this Mass. This Missa Brevis in G is scored for SATB soloists and choir and orchestra. All of the artists are led by Hans Christoph Rehrmann.
Thank you. Celestis illustrata.
You have just heard the Missa Brevis in G, one of Bach's four Lutheran Masses, this one tied closely to Cantata 79, used on Reformation Sunday. It was performed by four soloists and the Gechinger Kantori and Orchestra. The conductor was Hans Christoph Rehrmann, and you heard it here on Going Beyond Words. For the past hour, you've been listening to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art. This visit was called Leaning Into the Wind, Reformation 1. And I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, thanking you for being there and urging you to join me again for some of the best choral and vocal literature available. Going Beyond Words is enthusiastically endorsed by the American Choral Directors Association. Try to attend a vocal or choral concert this week, and always remember to sing when and wherever you can.
You've been listening to Going Beyond Words with Stan Schmidt, a production of Going Beyond Words, Inc., copyright 2017.